it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
As promised, we're talking hockey and baseball this segment here on Sabres Live. It's Friday. It's a good way to head into the weekend, especially after all the stress for so many people going back to school this week. Like, let it all out. Just get to the ballpark tonight for two, and specifically, Pat Mellicaro from the Bisons tomorrow for Hockey Day at the ballpark. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for chatting with you today. Yeah, it's been a fun homestand. September weather is so great and something we're finally taking advantage of here at the ballpark. So, yeah, looking forward to having Zach Benson and everybody at the ballpark tomorrow for what's turned into a really fun event going back to 2019 and Hockey Day with the special themed jerseys and all that, the autograph signings and first pitches. So looking forward to a fun day tomorrow.
Now, Pat, you do obviously work on WGR for the Sabres and, during the season. And I remember when I was with the Rangers working with, the great Kenny Alberts and Sam Rosen, and they did multiple sports. And at times, like when you go from hockey to baseball, it's like, oh, and the score is 1-1 in the second period, second inning. Does it, the transition one way or the other kind of gets confusing sometimes?
Every once in a while, this time of year, definitely. In the middle of July, there's really hard for me to confuse one or the other. If I do, then I guess I've had bigger problems. But yeah, this time of year, certainly it maybe score runs instead of goals will come up in September. But always fun. And that's part of the fun of it, too, right, is the challenge of different sports and being able to see all the different athletes and whether it be, throw a first pitch for Zach Benson tomorrow or see a player try and score on a goalie or from center ice and a player in a different sport, kind of fish out of water type situation. So yeah, I'll always enjoy it.
And not just Benson there tomorrow. Take us through what kind of involvement the Sabres have and how the day looks to play out.
Yeah, the gates are actually going to open at 11:30 tomorrow for the 1:05 first pitch. That's going to allow fans to come in and be part of the autograph session with some of the young prospects that you see right there. There'll be a couple of former first-round picks. They'll be here signing autographs. There'll be two separate lines. So an opportunity for fans to come in at 11:30, and you've got two different lines. So you've got Hellenius in one line. You've got another group in the other line, and you got opportunity to get autographs from everybody. So plenty of time to do that. And then see the first pitch that'll be right before the 1:05 start time. So Sabretooth will be here. I know there'll be plenty of activities in the concourse. That's always part of it, whether it be, shoot into a goal or different opportunities, chance to win prizes throughout the course of the day. So not just the team wearing special Goathead jerseys and all that, but definitely that'll be part of it as well, but also a lot of Sabre interaction as well.
So over under the amount of times fans tell Radim Mirka, oh, you're a lot taller than we thought you'd be because of how big, like that's an opportunity to see firsthand how big of a young man he is. So I think that's cool to be able to get to experience, especially give him a welcome to, I know he was here in development camp, but another welcome to Buffalo moment with coming in with huge crowds and getting your pictures taken, autographs and everything.
Yeah, no pictures, I'm told, Marty. Don't
pictures.
Yeah,
see,
the autograph line is an autograph line, not pictures. So
I know. But you know
this
me
is
when
important.
Somebody
this
says to me, Marty, do you want, can we take a picture? I usually says, don't tell anybody, let's go. Okay, good.
But it's always fun to see that interaction between the players and fans. And we saw it for Bandits Night, which is lacrosse night, which has become so popular. Mm-hmm. And just how fans really embrace the players and the other way around. And you're right, Marty. And for the young players to get that opportunity to see the fans and how well the Sabres are supported here in the community, I think it's just another fun aspect of the day here at the ballpark.
So, Pat, quickly, my draft was in 1995. And that was then the last season at the Odd, right? And then they moved into the new building in the 96-97 season. But we all went, like, we were working out in the summertime, the prospects. We went to a Bisons game. We could see at the time, which was Marion Midland Arena, but Quebec Center being built. We went through the building. But I still remember, like having so much fun at the Bison's game in the summertime in 95. Like we're talking about, we're going back 30 years ago. And those Bison's teams in the 90s, they were something. They were dominating the league at the time.
They were. And even though the wins and losses might not be there for the Bisons this year, you talk about if you're a Blue Jays fan, the contributions that a lot of the players that were here to begin the year, guys like Addison Barger, are coming through big time for Toronto. Even, I know you got your Astros hat on, Duffer, and George Springer was on a rehab assignment, was with us in Worcester for a week and then played here a couple of games. So there's been a lot of players, whether it be rehab, young players that are prospects that you hope contribute at the big league level, have done so. And even though, like I said, the wins and losses might not be where the team wants this year, there's been always a bright spot to look at.
Has that still been like the big buzz, whether it's a home game or whether you're on the road? Like, do you see a noticeable surge in crowds home and away when you do get that rehab assignment, that opportunity to, you know, to reestablish your name? It's not that dramatic, obviously. Everybody knows who Springer is, who Scherzer was, but do you still see...
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See that and sense that in the ballpark on those nights?
Absolutely. It just has a bigger energy. And, you know, Marty, you felt it in 95 when there were so many fans at the ballpark, and we still get great crowds every night, but there's that little uptick and it has that big league feel to it on those nights when you have Springer or Scherzer or Shane Bieber. Even tomorrow, Alek Manoah is going to make the rehab start trying to come back from Tommy John surgery, elbow surgery last year. So tomorrow, I think in combination with Hockey Day, it's going to be a bigger crowd because Manoah will be here.
Well, that's the thing, Pat. Like AAA baseball, specifically all levels of baseball, but AAA, I mean, it's so promotionally driven. Like, take us through just how you see people reacting to, I mean, we're focused on Hockey Day tomorrow, but like there have been so many great nights and promotions and jerseys and things of that nature.
Absolutely. And we have another one tonight. It's the Luces Day Buffalo, which celebrates our great Latin American and Hispanic heritage, not only the culture here in Western New York, but also the great Latin American and Hispanic baseball heritage history here. So that's one. Or I know, Marty, we were talking right before we came on. You were here for Vintage Movie Night, where the Bisons wore natural themed jerseys for The Natural that was filmed at the old ballpark 40 years ago. So whether it's those nights, we have a retro jersey that fans love, that sleeveless look at the early 2000s. We've got a modern twist on that. So it's all about that fan experience, and even something as simple as changing the game times. We play at 6:05 most nights throughout the summer, or throughout the fall and in the beginning part of the year. All that stuff is interactions with fans to say, what's best? What do you like the most? What makes sense for you and your families? Mm-hmm. And so it's jerseys, it's promotions, it's the bobblehead night that's coming up on fan appreciation night in a couple of weeks. So all that stuff is fan focused and something we're keenly aware of.
Have they done the movie nights for a while now? Because this was the first time this year that I had realized, like, oh, there's a movie after the game. Like, it feels like it's the second feature at the drive-in. Like, you got the first one, which is the game, and then, oh, the kids are sleeping. Get the blankets and get the pillows and just relax and watch the second feature.
Yeah, this is the first time we tried it. Wanted to try something new and not just have special jerseys, but show the movie. And a lot of teams will do features like that. And, you know, there's so many great baseball movies out there, but The Natural is so unique to Buffalo that why not start with that movie? And even there were several hundred fans. It even blew away our expectations for how many people were going to stick around for afterwards. So it's definitely something that as we start planning for 2026, it's hard to sit here in early September of 25, but that is something that we're definitely going to look at bringing back next year.
Okay. One of my all-time favorite movies, like not the all-time, but top five, is For Love of the Game, Kevin Costner, right? Like Billy Chappell, The Perfect Game at Yankee Stadium. Like, if you guys are playing that next year, I will be staying until the credits at the very end. I'm telling you right now.
I will put that on the list for sure.
Bull Durham would be good too.
Pat, enjoy Hockey Day tomorrow at Salem Field. Thank you for the update today, and enjoy two tonight.
Thanks so much, guys.
There he is, Pat Malacaro, voice of the Bisons, with us. It's hockey day tomorrow. Zach Benson's going to throw out the first pitch again. Make sure you get there early, because it's not just about Benson on hockey day throwing out the opening pitch, Marty. You've got Konsta Hellenius, Radim Mertke, Anton Wahlberg, Matteo Costantini. You're going to be there for an autograph session that goes from 11:30 to 12:30. And the jerseys themselves. I mean, we talk about this on a pretty regular basis here, based on this year's schedule being announced, the black and red schedule. Like, the goat head is popular, and we'll see it on display at the ballpark tomorrow, Marty.
The hats are beautiful. Like, it's been a thing. Like, Alex Tuch has been wearing the hockey day at the ballpark hats in the past. And so I think it's going to be awesome. So go there early. Doors open 11:30, as Pat mentioned. Get in the two lines, get your autographs, no pictures, and enjoy the game.
We're back after this on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.